This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. A formerly blighted piece of land, which had been in tax foreclosure, is about to open up to the public in a new incarnation. Riverview Launch is located along the Kalamazoo River. It's one of the latest projects launched by the Kalamazoo County Land Bank. A grand opening celebration is set for today, if you are listening on Thursday. Kelly Clark is executive director of the Land Bank, and Perry Wolf is community bank president for Chemical Bank. He's also chairman of the Riverview Launch Capital Campaign Committee. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So once Riverview Launch is completely open to the public, up and going, what are people going to find there? What will they be able to do? What might bring people there? What might attract them?
Sure. Well, Riverview Launch, when it's open to the public, will look very different than what it did previously. The property was previously abandoned and neglected, and it's been transformed into a community space. We have walking trails, so the public can take advantage of a passive park. It's on the Kalamazoo River Valley Trail, where a number of people bike and ride. And we have a couple of different community tenants there. The Kalamazoo County Land Bank has its offices there, and Open Roads Bike Program also has its offices there. So they're expanding their reach of their programming. And then we're hosting a movie on the barn once a year and potentially increasing that as we get into subsequent years and partnering with other agencies. For example, the Kalamazoo Watershed Council is hosting a water festival on September 19th. And Landscape Forums is hosting their fourth annual Go Places event on September 17th coming up. So we anticipate the site will be a great site for community events in partnership with other agencies. The site's also available for private rental during the day.
So Perry, give us an idea of what went into raising the money here. What did you have to do to convince people that this was a worthwhile endeavor?
Well, this has been a really fun project to work on for myself and the rest of the capital campaign. And I think why we've had such success raising funds to this date and getting the folks involved that we have is, you know, this is a site that really wasn't anybody's site. It had been orphaned. And the group of folks that came together on the capital campaign realized that this was something we needed to do. It was the right thing to do. It was our turn to kind of leave a space in Kalamazoo better than we found it. So we really set out to make this, as Kelly said, is a hallmark spot, really an example of the things that we can do as a community. And the capital campaign group is really a very broad cross-section of folks from private sector to public sector to individuals themselves, and very quietly have gone about finding out that our mission to try and turn this orphaned site that really didn't have a home and give it a home and give it some purpose has been very popular, has been very well received. So we're just really, really, really tickled with how well the community has come together to support the revitalization of this site.
How much did you raise?
We raised, to date, we're at $1.9 million, which was our goal. We are at our point where we're willing to open this, or we want to open this up to the community, the greater community, to make this a true community project. And so we are looking to raise an additional $25,000. We have some matching money that's available that'll help us get to that $25,000. But we really feel like this is an opportunity for everyone in this community, whether it's $5 or $500 to become part of this project, that it's not anybody's project, but it's everybody's project.
So let's go back here a little bit and give people the history. What was this property used for years ago?
The property is the site of the old Riverside Greenhouses, and they were in business for many, many years. We've been in conversation with the family associated with the Riverside Greenhouses. Unfortunately, they went out of business in the mid to late 2000s. The property's been assembled actually over 5 years, which I think is an interesting example of the land bank utilizing its land assembly tools. 5 acres were tax foreclosed by the owners in 2010, and then eventually the structures themselves foreclosed in 2012. When the greenhouse went out of business. So we have had conversations with the previous owners, and actually we've been delighted that members of the family have been out at the site at volunteer events, rolling sod, participating in the site, coming to meetings, and have been very supportive of the transformation of the site. Of course, it's bittersweet for them, but I think that they're happy to see that this site that meant so much to them for so many years is now becoming something that the whole community can enjoy and that they're a part of making.
So what sort of condition was this land in when you moved in and started work here? What had to be done to bring it up to a condition where you can actually go ahead and launch?
Well, unfortunately, by the time we entered into ownership, there had been a lot of disinvestment. So when we first started our conversations in the community to get feedback about what we should we do with this site, we really had no idea what would be the best reuse for the site. We knew that it was important because it was on the KRVT and it was on the Kalamazoo River. But other than that, we were sort of scratching our heads on a reuse plan. So we reached out and had several conversations. And what we heard from a lot of the biking community and walking community was they didn't feel safe going by the site. There was a lot of rubble, a lot of weed trees. The structures were boarded. So the first thing that we did was some selective demolition funded by a state grant from the state of Michigan. Then we also worked with the Local Initiative Support Corporation with a small grant to start doing some early repairs on a historic barn at the site. And the notion behind that was the site itself was, it was a little bit difficult to get your head around that this site could be restored into something, a community asset, and with the community vision that had been developed through all of the conversations. So restoring the barn in the early days was a way to get people out on the site and also just show them the potential. So some of the first work we did was restoring the barn with volunteers and doing some early landscaping and starting to have some pilot programming on the site in 2014, just to get people thinking differently about this space that previously we were being told people really didn't want to ride that stretch of the trail. They didn't want to walk that stretch of the trail. They didn't feel safe on it.
So in a sense, were you trying to make this a property where it was going to be maybe difficult to turn it into something useful as opposed to what it looked like before, which was it was looked impossible to take this property and make it something that anybody would ever want to really spend any time
on. And I think that's a challenge with all of our properties at the Land Bank. We tend to have very difficult, very challenging properties, oftentimes located in areas with weak markets. So for us, being able to make small steps, we're doing some work in Washington Square in the Edison neighborhood, which is another example of that, in partnership with the Local Initiative Support Corporation and the Neighborhood Association, taking small steps, making improvements. It's also a way for us, when we do this early work, it's a way for us to bring more people in the community into the conversation. Because I think what we've realized, for example, with Riverview Launch, had our staff sat around the table and come up with a business plan or reuse plan for the site without engaging the community, it certainly wouldn't be the transformational plan with all of the features and the partners that we see. So when we're able to reach out to the community, have those conversations, and not only have a conversation in a meeting setting, but bring people to the site and start doing small things together, we've been able to build new partnerships, get more ideas, and really have expanded vision that I think in the case of Riverview has resulted in a very stunning site that we wouldn't have had we, as a team in our office, worked on this on our own.
Perry, let me ask you, as someone who is sort of a volunteer here yourself as part of the campaign committee, do you sort of look at this sort of thing and say, well, it is a big job, but I also want to be involved with something at the end of the day, which is going to be able to be successful? You don't want to, I guess, tilt at windmills here, for lack of a better phrase.
When Kelly first approached me to be part of the capital campaign, as Kelly said, it's hard to have that vision of what this is going to look like. I knew that as a lifelong Kalamazoo resident, I had to do something. I'm at a point in my life where I need to start giving back to this community, showing my kids what it takes for a community to thrive, and what it takes is for people to be active and to become involved. And I'm a fan of the outdoors. I'm a fan of rivers and water, and so this kind of fit right in my wheelhouse with something that I was challenged that I think I was up for. And Kelly and her staff have just done a tremendous job of helping move this project through the continuum from no funding to where we are today with what would appear to be such ease, but I know that's come with a lot of hard work. So for me, it's been one of these things where it's just, it was my turn. And I want to make sure my kids understand that these are the things that you have to do in a community to make it successful.
So you mentioned before that there's a challenge, Kelly, whenever you start deciding which projects you're going to take on. Take us through that a little bit. Why does, Riverview Launch make the cut? Even though, as you say, when you started off, you looked at this property and you had people tell you they didn't even feel safe going by it. So how do you make the determination that, yes, this is one we're going to do, and it may mean that others have to wait?
That's a good question. That's always a very difficult challenge for us because we are typically in a position where there are more disinvested properties than we have resources to deal with. And we have tried to be strategic about our work so that we can be impactful and not be overwhelmed with our inventory. I think the biggest factor here was the location on the KRVT and the Kalamazoo River. So, as I mentioned, this parcel was assembled over 5 years. In 2010, we received 5 acres of green space, and we knew that they were important. We didn't really know what was going to make sense there. We were very busy administering stimulus dollars. But then in 2012, when the structures actually foreclosed, then we thought, gosh, now here's another acre with structures, a historic barn, a greenhouse. We really are not sure what a reuse plan would look like, but it feels like this is a really important property for the community. So that's why we decided to start having conversations with folks. And we started with one-on-one conversations. We reached out to partners like the Kalamazoo Nature Center, the KRVT. We reached out to individuals that live in the disinvested neighborhoods that we work, many of whom live nearby this parcel. And we had coffees and breakfasts and just asked for ideas and thoughts. And it was interesting, even though those early conversations were one-on-one, we kept hearing the same themes. Gosh, people have been working on the river for decades, and they've been working on the KRVT for decades. So if you can do something there that really helps to elevate those two assets in our community, that would be really something special. So we followed that up with some charrettes and open houses and continued community conversation until eventually a business plan was developed that we could start having a capital campaign around and then start the process of procuring an architect and a construction contractor and also involving volunteers at the site.
Perry, if someone still wants to help out on that last $25,000 you want to raise, what should they do?
Well, we're starting a Fundly site, so our goal is the $25,000, and I would invite anyone and everyone to be part of this project because it is a true community project. We'll be accepting donations online at www.fundly.com/Riverview-launch, and we'll be able to share the results of our larger campaign at the community gathering here this afternoon at the Riverview Launch, but really are encouraging the greater community to become involved in what will be a really neat community project and something they can all be proud of.
And Kelly, tell us a little bit more about what's happening this afternoon.
So this afternoon, the event is from 4 to 7. We'll have some background music. Millennium Restaurants has graciously donated appetizers. We'll have yard games, and the Youth Advisory Board from Open Roads will be leading activities. At 5:30, we'll have a brief program. We'll have some remarks from folks talking about the project. And then from 6 till 7, Northern Fires will be performing. Other things that will be going on will include a scavenger hunt for kids and adults alike, and an opportunity for folks to view the buildings. The buildings will be open, so folks will be able to come inside. There's a lot of interesting architectural features in the building, including the use of deconstructed lumber from homes that had to come down, and be able to view the grounds as well. So the event is open to the community, and we'd really like to share the space with the community, so we encourage folks to come on down.
Kelly Clark and Perry Wolf, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kelly Clark is Executive Director of the Kalamazoo County Land Bank. Perry Wolf is Community Bank President for Chemical Bank. He's also the Chairman of the Capital Campaign for the Riverview Launch Project. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.